A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Ayin Dalet, Zvachim 74b, pagination is 148. We'll start just below midway on the page, the last word on the line, at the two dots, Haroveya. The Gemara is making reference to the Mishnah on Ayin and Ayin Aleph, which listed off cases of animals that get mixed up one with the other, and there's a particular animal that got mixed into the group that is forbidden for some indiscernible reason. We can't tell now whether it's the one that's forbidden or not, but something happened, and that made this animal forbidden. So the Mishnah listed off a bunch of cases, and many of them we can appreciate why it's not able to be identified within the group. If you have an animal that killed, so now the animal's not noticeable as the killer, but that's its history. Likewise, roveya nirva, cases where the animal was used with a human for sexual activity, or an animal that was used for avodah zarah, an animal that was used esnan u'mechir, some sort of transaction that makes it unworthy for being used as a carbon, either it was payment to a prostitute or it was exchanged as a transaction with a dog. And then on Amud Beis, Ayin Aleph, Amud Beis, the case of Treifa. And our Gemara is going to explore that case of Treifa because at first assumption, it would seem that a treifa is something that should be able to be noticed even now and identified and removed from the group. Why do we consider it a mixture of such great impact? So our Gemara quotes a roveya v'anirva v'chulu and then states, Bishlama kulhu, I understand all the other cases that are listed, lo yadia, they all look the same, and I can't identify which one is the forbidden one to pull it out. Elahai treifa hechidami. What kind of treifa are you talking about? A treifa literally means torn. It's referring to an animal that's sickly and presumably is going to die in the near future and is not kosher and certainly not worthy for being a karban. If you know which one it is, so go take it, pull it out of the group, and we're good. And if you don't know that it's a treifa, how do you know that it got mixed in at all? How do you know you have a problem on your hands? And the Gemara offers a number of answers. Amri devei Rabbi Yanai, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai answered, Halcha b'mayaskinon, an animal that has apparently a serious cut from a thorn got mixed up with an animal that has a cut, a gash, from a wolf, from an animal that's a dores, that's an attack animal, and these are handled in halacha totally differently, and we're not sure which one we're dealing with as we look at this animal. If it's a thorn, so it's presumed generally to heal. If it's a gash from an attack animal, so then there is an illness that will set in as a result of this attack, and the animal will die. Now, Rashi explains Derusas HaZe'ev towards the bottom of the Rashi's, on the end of the second wide line, Derusas HaZe'ev, Rashi says, Treifa mipnesha ha'eres sarfa, because there is a poison in the claws of the animal, and we're having problem, v'lo yada b'nekuva l'drusa. We don't know whether it's pierced by a thorn or attacked by this animal, perhaps it started to heal And as we look at it now, we see to some extent the scar, we see the wound. We're not really sure, but there are two different types of wounds that there could be, and it's not clear to us which one it is. Is it the one of the ze'ev, of the wolf? Then the animal is a treifa, and it's assumed to die. Now, this concept that there's, in Rashi's words, a poison in the claws of the animal is something that the more recent Mefarshim discuss and to a certain extent grapple with. There's a sefer, Chulin Illuminated, Temune Chol, which on page 180 delves into this topic with the assumption that being that we don't see venom in these animals nowadays, it would be odd to assume that at one point in history they literally had venom-making capability and lost it. Sometimes we see that an animal has a certain capability and it's not as effective as generations go on, but totally seem not to have, and at some point to have, the word eres, venom, is hard to understand. And they posit a possible suggestion that it's not an actual poison that's being ejected from the attack animal, but rather that the claws of these attack animals have so much stuff on them that there's an infectious bacteria that all that the animal has to do is rip a hole in the animal that it's attacking, and it automatically leaves, not from its self-generated bacteria or venom, but from what's sitting on its claws, and that will cause infection that will kill the animal. There's such a suggestion. For our purposes, just to be aware that this is a discussion point to try to understand exactly what goes wrong just because an animal is attacked. The animal wasn't actually killed. It walked away. The sheep walked away from the attack. The owner perhaps scared away the wolf. But the animal is considered non-kosher as a result of the attack. What exactly went wrong that caused its change of status? The Gemara continues with another possibility of something that looks totally good, but it's mixed in, and it's a treifa. Reish Lakish amar kegon de'iarev b'nefula, an animal that fell from a significant height. It looks okay, but we're concerned about internal injury. And that injury is not noticeable to the outside. And there's a discussion in Machlokas exactly of what the procedure would be to validate such an animal, how long it would have to live, etc., what its checkpoints are going to be. But in any case, at first glance, it does seem to be the same as all the other animals. Skipping a line, Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, Kegon de'iarev bevlad terefa. What got mixed in over here is the child of a terefa. Rabbi Eliezer hi de'amar, vlad terefa lo yikarev ligabe mizbeach, and it's following the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that the child of a terefa cannot be brought as a carbon, and here also the animal looks perfectly good and could very well be perfectly good, but because it's the child of a treifa, it was produced as such, in the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, it's not kosher as a carbon. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.